tell Bob that the work was a good start and that I'd help him finish. He smiled uncertainly and left. What happened? First, I liked Bob, and I didn't want to come down too hard on him. He had looked so nervous during the meeting when we reviewed his document that I feared he might even cry. Because everyone liked him so much, I also worried that if he did cry, everyone would think I was an abusive jerk. Second, unless his resume and references were bogus, he'd done great work in the past. Maybe he'd been distracted by something at home or was unused to our way of doing things. Whatever the reason, I convinced myself that he'd surely return to the performance level that had gotten him the job. Third, I could fix the document myself for now, and that would be faster than teaching him how to rewrite it. Let's first deal with how this affected Bob. Remember, he knew his work wasn't good, and so my false praise just messed with his mind. It allowed him to deceive himself into thinking that he could continue along the same course, which he did. By failing to confront the problem, I'd removed the incentive for him to try harder and lulled him into thinking he'd be fine. It's brutally hard to tell people when they are screwing up. You don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. That's because you're not a sadist.